worship all day, all night. You can hand me the mic again and I'll start singing. But I realize it's not about me. It's about what God wants to do through you. So when I hear Holy Spirit and he shows me you rolling on the floor without me looking at you, and then I go into the position without you saying it,
Shaha.
I know we're in one, Shaha. Floor, in one place. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we must what? Decrease. So he can increase. And that's what it's all about.
Tell the whole world what the Lord has done.
Praise hallelujah. God is good. And all the time, I have a testimony, but I won't keep you alone. When we were coming today, I and my sister, and then, for me, I'm afraid to drive. I drive, but I'm afraid. So once we were coming, and then the traffic was looking heavy, I was really struggling what we were going to reach. When we got on the mountain, twisting and turning, coming down the hill, my sister was afraid. But by the grace of God, we came, and then he brought us safely. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. I'm here with the Power of Faith International Ministries, and we've been preparing to come up here since the last 6 months. But I'll start from January. January, we had our prayer retreat, and we were out here. And God blessed me while we were here. A job that I was seeking 2 years, and I found my way. I was here 2 days, and the third day, I got a call that I got an interview for that job. And I went back home, and I got that job, and I'm doing it. And I'm blessed. I just got an increment yesterday. I want to be grateful.
Amen.
And then the devil tried to take away my blessing. Yesterday, I came from work in the morning and just showered and jumped out there to do the run around for the trip here today. I was okay. I haven't had any health problems. And then around 2 o'clock, I'm still in the street, and then I started feeling Blur and Daisy. I was driving around and picking things up, but I wasn't feeling really too good. I started feeling weak, and then I called my doctor and said, I don't feel good. And he said, come in. So I went to the doctor's office, and he did a pressure, and my pressure was high, like 160. And he said, the pressure's too high. What did you do? And I said, well, I've been running around a lot. He said, that's why. The weather is hot, and you are moving too fast. So he gave me some medications and said, go home and take a rest. I still turned around a little bit, but still feeling dizzy. But 4 or 5, motherfucker called me. She's back there and said, where are you? She's one of my mothers in the law and my pastors from back home. And then I told her what was happening, and she said, you need to go home. And she's a health practitioner. She said, go home and take some rest. You are moving too fast. And I went home. When I did the pressure, every 30 minutes, it was going high. By 8 o'clock, my pressure was a little over 200 right in my house. And then I said, no, it doesn't look good. I don't want to call ambulance. I don't want to alarm. So I talked to my neighbor above me, and he drove me to the hospital. I got to the hospital last night with my pressure a little over 400. And everybody were like, how did you get here? But I still had my conscience. I was still alert. All the tests, I'm okay. I know I don't feel good, but I'm okay. Anyway, they kept me overnight. I stayed up to like 8 o'clock this morning, and the doctor is, you can't go home. And I said, I am going home because I must be on the Blue Mountain tonight. I'm not staying here.
Amen.
And my doctor's getting mad. I'm like, you can get mad for all that I care. I'm not staying here. And I was a little bit rough about that. And they said, if you are going to leave, you are going to sign a waiver that we are not responsible. And I said, yes, I trust the God that I serve.
Amen.
And I purpose in my heart going up that mountain to come out with something. I am not staying because this is the strategies of the devil to keep me away from my blessing. Yeah. I'm not staying in this hospital.
Thank you, Lord.
And I got out of that hospital this morning with my slippers in my hand because I was so mad.
Amen.
And I'm like, if these papers are not ready, I'm going to leave everything here and go home. And the nurses were like practically walking behind me with a checkout. And I came home this morning. So I started calling, and everybody was like, oh, we didn't know. And I said, I didn't want to alarm. Fast forward my story. I went around this morning, did what I wanted to do, and here I am on a blue mountain. I just want to give God a glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your testimony is sealed in Jesus' name.
Good evening to my fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ at the Blue Mountain Retreat. I have a testimony to give, which happened exactly 13 years ago, but it's with the power of Jesus that I'm here tonight. Exactly in 2010, I was at a men's dinner at the church I was serving in Staten Island. Well, after coming home that night, I started to feel the strange sensation in my throat, like water running. You hear water running through a pipe, and it started to get more steadily worse and worse. So at that time, I made two calls, one to the bishop of my church, who was already in bed, but I called my good friend, Bill Mary, who over here, who she didn't waste time. She said, call 911. And when she got on the scene, I was already on my way to the hospital. Now, the thing was that when I got to the hospital, the doctors were working. They couldn't find what the problem was. And in the meantime, I was just getting worse and worse. And they even one of the doctors told my friends, they said, prepare for the worst. He's not going to make it. He's just slipping away. And as it turned out, my lungs were filling up with blood because a blood vessel had ruptured in my lungs. Same thing like what Pastor Holly was just explaining. Then finally, everybody got around. I couldn't talk, but I could hear everybody praying, get in the circle, praying. Well, within a matter of seconds, one of the doctors come running. They located the problem. And they said they figured it out. They knew right away that what I needed. And then from there, I was rushed to another hospital, from Richmond County Hospital to Staten University Hospital. They had to put in me what's called a pig valve. Actually, it's really the official term is an artificial valve. But then after a few days in the hospital, I was moved to a nursing home for rehabilitation. I was supposed to be there 6 weeks. I was out in 3 weeks. And the thing is, what I was to do that, the minute everybody got around and started praying, that was the hand of Jesus telling the doctors, amen. There's amen. The problem. Fix it right away. He is amen. My child.
Amen.
I'm not going to lose him at
amen.
All. He's got work to do in my kingdom.
Amen.
He's got work to do.
Amen.
And as I say, as we always say this expression, we give God thanks for the praise for the doctors and the medical facilities. But it is not through him, but it's through the power of Jesus, who was the divine physician, who gives him that knowledge, who gives him that power
amen.
To be able to heal people.
Amen.
It's through Jesus who is the miracle worker, who heals people.
Praise the Lord.
And as he's done in the gospel, as you read time and time again, he raised the dead to life. He brought
amen.
The woman with the issue of blood.
Amen.
He healed her, and he even healed the so many people that had leprosy. So we know that it is Jesus, the miracle worker, the one who takes
praise,
does
praise
things.
God. Praise the Lord.
And now it's 13 years now. That valve, everything is still ticking. And I'm still
hallelujah.
Going as good as ever.
Amen.
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 I need to keep him here for a hot second.
Yeah.
He said he has a what valve in there?
A pig valve.
Good, good.
They call
good,
it
good.
A pig valve.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know
yes,
what it is.
Right.
They asked me.
Yes.
The reason why I'm putting my arms on you right now is because two touching and agreeing, believing.
Yes.
I'm not just agreeing, I'm believing for your health and for your strength. And you say, Reverend Holly, I'll just call me Scott. I know that's it, but there's a reason for that. I didn't finish my testimony, and the Lord said, finish it now. When I was in the hospital, they asked me if I wanted a pig valve or a robotic valve. The miracle that's standing before you that's hugging another miracle that's standing before you has no pig valve or robotic valve inside. Supernaturally,
praise
God
the Lord.
Did a miracle
amen.
In my life.
Amen.
But you say, well, Reverend Holly, you have nothing. Yes, they just patched me up and said, lift up 100 and whatever. But can I say something to you? My brother's living too. Even with the pig valve. And the reason why I'm hugging him and telling you this is because no matter what you go through, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Whether you have a pig valve or no pig valve, you are blessed and loved by
amen.
God.
Praise
now, I need to do this very quickly. You can have your seat.
Okay.
When you're giving your testimonies now, I want you to also be mindful of time because there are things going on. We have milk, the hold is coming right after. And at the same time, I know what's on your heart to say. So find that word that's going to depict what God has done in your life and tell it. Amen?
Amen.
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 This is my mama over here. We got a, like a little relationship thing going on here at the table. Come on here. Yeah.
Thank you. Please, I'm going to start with my signature shout. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Amen.
It sounds like a shofar.
I want to thank God for giving me the grace to be here. As a matter of fact, I came in fulfillment of a promise last year to Brother Greg and Sister Grace. They invited me last year, but it was a short notice, and I told them I wasn't going to make it. And because of our relationship, they are my brother and sister, very close to me. I made them a promise that I'll try and be there this year. And I try, when I make a promise, to stick to it. So I met Sister Jewel. And then I said to myself, oh, God, when they say pack all the things, pack this, pack that. I even told Brother Greg, I said, I like traveling light. I can take 3 clothes and I'll wear them for 1 week. Wash and wear, hang and put it back on and move on. Carrying all these things is like too much for me. I supposed to have to carry my heater so I can heat my legs up because I don't know what it is. But I thank God I'm here. And I said, I'm coming this year. Next year, I'm not sure I'm coming. But to be honest with you, if the Lord tarries and gives me the grace, I'll be here next year. Another testimony is, you know, Sister Jewel said that I told about something. I had a dream. And in my dream, Sister Jewel told me to give a word. I was told that Sister Jewel asked me to give a word. No, before she asked me to give a word, what happened was, you know, the microphone called up on my legs. And then I tried to uncoil it. As I was struggling, then I got it out. And as soon as I uncoiled it, I received a gold microphone. And I heard the gold microphone. They said, Sister Jewel wants you to say something. And I'm like, what does she want me to say? She didn't give me like a guide, speak on something, this or that, you know? And Brother Greg was ministering like somewhere up here. As I was asking, what does she want me to say? Sister Jewel started walking on the stage and started singing, Nearer my God, to thee, nearer to thee. So she started singing and I said, okay, I take my cue from here. I know now maybe where I'm going to talk with. And then I woke up from that dream. She called me and I told her. I sent something about my king. She said, can you do my king? I said, okay. And then when I told her, eventually we talked and then she gave me. Then I had 2 messages. The one I delivered today and the love of God. So when she said, okay, I said, let me see. And that morning she's like, say the other one. So I took it. I thank God because I can't tell you my healing has manifested, but it's done because he said, by his stripes we are healed. I'm believing God for the manifestation. Even when, you know, everybody was dancing, I couldn't dance because my hip got hooked. I couldn't even move it. So that was why I stood here. I was like, you know. But the thing there is, my spirit got healed. While we were preparing, you know, you asked me to give a talk on the line, and I talked about preparing to come to the mountain, make your list. Do you know I didn't make a list? I wanted to make a list, but each time I tried, all I'm thinking about is seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto it. And my sister, when I was praying with her, said, God says separate yourself, and he will be a blessing unto you. And then I kept thinking, okay, I'm going to make my list, you know, the hustle and bustle and all that, and I didn't. Yesterday, remember, Mommy, the Reverend's Reverend, said to me that God said it's over. Because I've had a lot of trials. And at the time, I understood that the devil was after my faith. And I tried, and I said, God, hold me. So you understand? So when we went back now, I said, let me quickly make a list. And I started making a litany of lists. But when I was coming, I said, God, I am seeking your face. I know when I come to the mountain, I want to be in your presence. Anointing breaks the yoke. If I get connected to you, fully, not half and half, every other thing will be passed. So when I got to the room, I started making litanies. And as I was making the litanies, the thought came to me again. Didn't the reverend tell you that it's over? And then I came back, you know, and I started hearing again, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sorry, one more thing. You know, when you say, if the Lord led you to say anything, the Lord didn't lead me anything. But when I got here, all I was hearing is peace, peace, peace. Lord. When I got there, praise
shalom,
the Lord.
Shalom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. My name is Joelle. In July, I was preparing. I didn't know what I wanted to do in August with my mom and the kids. So I was checking on, you know, checking the dates and what are we going to do. I felt that there was something that we were supposed to do these days here, but I wasn't sure what we're supposed to do. So I just marked the calendar, but I didn't know what was going to happen on those days. So about 2 weeks ago, Sister Jewel called me. She said, are you coming to the prayer? After we spoke, I was like, when? She gave me those dates. I felt something in me. I can't explain how I felt it. I knew that was what was booked for the things that is already circled on the calendar. So after a few days, my mom woke up very early in the morning to pray. I sleep too late, so I'm lazy to wake up very early. But when she finished praying at 7 o'clock, I wake up too. I told her, Mom, I see us praying with a group of other servants of God. It was a prayer of fasting. And I was struggling fasting, so on top of that, I have to sleep on the floor for those 3 days. After 3 hours, I checked my phone. Like about 9 a.m., Sister Jewel posted there that there will be a 3 days prayer. I told my mom, what did we just discuss this morning? God wants us to be part of this prayer. God is going to do something for us.
Amen.
We prayed. I don't know, I felt that God was doing so much for me and my children. I saw deliverance. Last week, I have an appointment to the hospital. In 2015, I was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. Don't know if I say it right in French. Cardiomyopathy is it's a condition that a thickening, I think, of one part, you know, or the layer that divides, you know, the left and right of your heart. That condition is like a disability of your heart. You are born with it. It's in your DNA. You can't change it. You never get healed from it.
But so, I know someone that can change it.
So just wait medically. Until you know what happened. Yeah, medically can't be changed. Wait until you know what God did for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew that I have a heart murmur, and my heart is normally bigger than normal. I don't know. So I have all those three conditions. Last week, the doctor sent me to check again my heart, because how come you don't go to the hospital anymore? You don't complain. You don't have this. You don't have that. Normally, people with that condition, you can't run. I was in, for years, I couldn't run. I can walk, but not run, because once I start running, my heart starts going crazy. People with that condition, your heart can just stop, and you just fell down and die with no sign, with no warning of anything wrong. So I went to the hospital last week, just a few days after the prayer. They check. They can't see nothing. The doctor say, what is this?
Hallelujah.
She's trying to see, compare what they saw before since 2015. She said, no, these things don't just go away. They have to check you again. Send me again. They check. I don't have that condition.
It's
cardiomyopathy. There is no hole in my heart. No heart murmur. It's gone. God
praise
is good. God
the Lord.
Is good.
Praise, the,
praise
Lord.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Affliction shall not return the second time. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is sealed.
And two touching and agreeing, believing, receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hello. Hello, everybody. So,
hello.
Yeah, my name is Joshua. Basically, 6 years ago, my brother Joe, right? He sat next to my sister Joyce. 6 years ago, God told my family that we will have a new, like, a new brother, and he will be increased, right? So, at that time, we didn't expect it. At the time in the hospital when my mom was ready to, like, give birth to my brother, right? When he came out the stomach, they told us that he died, right? He died physically. He's dead already, right? So my father in the hospital with my mother, they're there in the hospital, but they're very sad. So my dad, he had faith because God told us we will have a new brother increase. So after 17 minutes, like, my mom lost faith. That's what I heard. She lost faith because he was dead. She was crying, you know. So my dad started praying that same moment. After 17 minutes, the nurse came in, you know. She was telling mom and dad to stay strong. And then he started coughing. Joe started coughing. After 17 minutes, we still have faith. God did a miracle in my brother.
Praise the Lord.
And now he's alive.
Amen. Amen.
He's alive.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, so I thank God
awesome.
For what he's done to my brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's truly a blessing being up on the mountain. This is my first time. You know, Sister Jewel was, you know, texting. I was in the prayer praise the morning over on Staten Island, and I really and truly receive a blessing. And I keep talking about the mountain all the time. Even in my work, I'm going on a retreat. They say, "You alone?" I say, "Yes," because, you know, I was trying to get people to come, but instead of people studying their healing and the blessing, they're studying the money, or it's so expensive. But I say, you know what, if it's me alone, I'm coming on the mountain to receive my blessing. And you know, just this, the 23rd, I was telling my daughter, I slept over by her, and I was telling her, she said, "What are you carrying on the mountain? You pack already?" I say, "Everything packed, it's not much clothes." And then when I come in home the Monday morning, I slept by her this Sunday because I work nights. I don't know, just like that, we was coming across, Brooklyn, New Lots. And all I know is, like, I was just tumbling like that. Just the car just going, and all I know, we end up on a tree. I had my grandson, he in his car seat. And normally I sit in front when my daughter get dropped off from her husband for work. I would go in the front, but I say, not, I stay in the back. And all I know is the car just end up on a tree. And when I look, it's an ambulance. Just, he didn't have any siren, but we had it, and just slam us. And when I came on, I said, all I studied, I hear my grandson just crying and screaming. You know, so all in, I'm not studying, we're hurting me or what. I just want to make sure that he's alive and everything, you know. And people who was going to work, bus drivers, come out and they're looking. But all in my mind, I studying, oh boy, don't tell me I get in, my foot hurt and I can't go to this trip. And, you know, when I come out, they're asking me, you okay? This knee here get hooked under, like, the car seat. You know, my this shoulder. This shoulder, like, I just feel like it move, you know. But God is so good. When I came out of the hospital, they said nothing was broken. My leg, this leg was just swell and everything. And, you know, my children telling me, they call from further, "Mommy, stay home," because sometimes when I walk, I feel like lightheaded. This knee kind of weak. "Where are you going on the mountain?" I say, "You won't believe I'm going to my blessing." And I just glad that I am here.
Amen.
And I know nothing will stop
Amen.
Me because God is too good to
Praise
me.
The Lord.
And I'm truly receiving a blessing. And when I go back home, I know I will be. I still have my pain, like I have a cane, but I say I'm trying to walk without the cane because I don't want to make it a permanent, you know. But I thank God, and I know I will receive healing, and I will I'm receiving
Amen.
My blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ele do Mari,
praise the Lord.
For those that don't understand what I just welcomed, the Creator, because he's here. I don't usually do this. I don't come down or out to give testimonies. But when my brother was ministering and was raising prayer points, and he said, I need you to declare that my God will fight for me. See, that in that instant, and this testimony is tonight. It's not like 2 years ago or something. Tonight, I saw that the enemy did something. See, wherever God is, you know, the enemy is always there too. Wherever God is represented, the enemy has his agents there too. So, as he was raising those prayer points, and I decided to just intercede in the spirit, you know, you can see me sit down or whatever, but I'm 100% in spirit with the worship team and with the leadership team. So I felt something hit me back there, and it wasn't of God. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting. Okay. So I just said, all right, I'm going to pray it away. I remember the last time I prayed something intense in 2017 when, you know, my daughter was going through some very difficult time. She spent about 6 weeks in the hospital and whatnot. I felt that same intense and immense power just within a few seconds compacted in that little moment that I stood back there operating the sound. And God did something. And that pain, that arrow. See, that pain was so intense. I felt it like something hit me. And within a few seconds of making those declarations, that thing went away.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, it just didn't go away. It went like as if it wasn't there before. And I felt this soothing that I haven't felt in the 2 days that we've been here. I went out there. I just knelt and just worship the Creator, like, thank you. For those of you that don't have a personal relationship with him, I don't mean going to church. I mean personal relationship, to know the Almighty. I call him the Creator. In my language, we call him Ele Dumare. Have that relationship with him today. Cultivate a habit of speaking to him. Don't go by the norm. Love him for him. Amen.
Amen. So as he was sharing his testimony, Edru Emaitilo, for those that didn't hear what I just said, I just spoke in unknown language. Two things. As he was sharing his testimony, I saw us, the church, pointing to him and praying for him. And the Lord told me just two things. Because of what he does to set the stage for God to be worshipped without any restriction. This man is a target. And secondly, this meeting is not an ordinary meeting. Let's pray for him when he's driving back to Maryland. He crushed the enemy's head. The job this man is doing, you see the way all the anointed ministers, you see the way we're just, you know, worshiping with no restriction. That's his job. The accuser of the brethren is not happy with that. About his journey back, when we finish, when we are fully transfigured, when he is tearing down and is driving back home, that's the first thing. And the second thing is because of what the Lord has assigned him to do. He's doing this for so many ministries. So he's like a deliverance, minister. So let's stretch our hands to him and let's cover him with the blood of Yeshua. The Bible says, they will surely gather. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, they will surely gather, but because their gathering is not unto me, they will fall for their sake. He said, they will come in one way, but they will flee in seven ways. Our prayer is not that they will not come. Our prayer cannot stop them from gathering.
The Bible says they will surely gather. Anytime the enemy gather, as regard his work, as regard his family, let them scatter in seven ways. Let us pray for him as a church. Even when he's driving back at the end of this program, the Lord will preserve him. All his three big vehicles that he's using to set people free, that the Lord, none of them will catch any form of fire. There will be no form of accident. Accident on the equipment itself, accident on all his fleet of vehicles that he's using for every church, ministries, that the Lord will cover everything.